A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from The Voice of America on Friday, December 2nd, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7, we are talking about the unveiling of the bond notes by the Central Bank of Zimbabwe on Monday.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 6065, 13860 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about bond notes.
A few days ago, Harare launched a bond notes currency, which held its value against the US dollar despite warnings that it could cause hyperinflation. The legality of the bond notes has also been questioned, but Judge Justice George Weshe on Tuesday dismissed with costs an application by a Harare businessman challenging the legality of Statutory Instrument 133 of 2016 that begged the release of bond notes into circulation. The lawyers argued that the issuance of legal tender in the form of bond notes and coins was unlawful as it fell outside the recognized legal tender and currencies provisions as provided for by the RBZ Act.
The judge ruled that the matter lacked agency and that the concerns raised by the litigants were speculative. Parliament is also consulting people through Parliament is also in the process of consulting the people, though the bond notes have already been unveiled. The RBZ first announced the plans to introduce the bond notes in May to address what they called the chronic cash shortages and also supplement the dwindling U.S. dollars that have been in circulation for the past 7 years. The currency was also sold as an export incentive. However, the announcement was followed by a run on the banks as Zimbabweans tried to empty their accounts of hard currency.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
Onguka hamawadiwa nasi tutauti tinge chitaura ninyaya yema bond notes. Aka parwa iwo nemsuwe muvuro. Muruko ona sei ma bond notes. Aru kushanda hao ere pasna ma tambudziko. Uye paninya yao irikuneta mnyika yekuti kunyangwe hazu ma bond notes ato parurwa a kutotanga kushanda. Ve dare reparamende baruku enda bachino bunza walu. Nezwe kushandiswa kwe ma bond notes acho wa mwajite a za kuitwa izi kunenge kwa kupenzira oko padewe retsindi. Munoona se nyaya yema bond notes akaparurwa Gibbs.
Yibukambe zuluganda ba lingali chona njani lapel kona nge maka tinangapa siya pila. Ye ilamtlake siya chayake unga zani kunampana okubutu unkona ama bond notes. Sizulitabani ngibe nuliti ama bond notes lawa kalwa funi. Mbabe kuna banye bati hai kumelabe kona. So le talele parlamende selipumichu umo kuna manje libotelela ke imbono yenu mwakuti litini ama bond notes. Ngali ngabe livume kuna ngali kuti ama bond notes li hatanda. Ngaiba za kukambisa kuna ngale parlamenti pefeo beti hai ama tisabe kulumile. So kumele kube njalo. So sunuguzo wangano kuti kuna kukweza gala yo likubona njani. Ye asitoke nzulu. Kutalo kwetu.
Ongu ka mawadiwa, pindai mchurongwa titaure ne nyaya yema bond notes nezimwe mariza mruku shandisa. Of course, Gibbs, yesterday the leader of the opposition MDCT, Morgan Tsvangirai, was urging the country to actually adopt the South African rand, saying that the issuing of these bond notes or the unveiling of the bond notes might actually cause hyperinflation. Remember what happened in 2008 under Gideon Gono when the so-called bearer checks were introduced. It was a big problem, and Zimbabwe went into the history books for the wrong reasons, because inflation was far, far much worse than what happened in the Weimar Republic in Germany, when people were literally moving around with wheelbarrows full of money to just buy a loaf of bread. And you had a situation in Zimbabwe around that particular time under Gono that, you know, prices will go up like three times when you are still queuing for bread. It will be at 1 p.m., $1. At 5 past, it will be sold for $1.10. And, you know, by the time you actually purchase the bread, it might be like $1.50. That's how bad things were.
They were really bad. I still remember carrying those trillions, you know. And, you know, you carry maybe 2 trillion to buy a loaf of bread. From the time you leave your house to the grocery stores, it will be valueless, you know. You end up going back home to get some more. So at the end of the day, I think when it comes to bond notes placing, I think it's very necessary for us to actually highlight some of the issues that were said by Patrick Chinamasa, who is the Minister of Finance. You still remember, he issued a statement that said that, you know, the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe had power to actually issue bond notes. And he was saying, he was quoting certain provisions of Section 7, of the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe Act, Chapter 22, Section 15. So, according to him, it was necessary for the RPZ to actually introduce those bond notes. But to make it or to fortify it, they had to seek some presidential powers. And then the country had to gazette statutory instrument 133 of 2016. And this is under the presidential powers temporary measures. So, at the end of the day, then, now they want to say, okay, after we got these kind of, you know, powers to do what we did, now we're seeking the kind of permission from the people to say, okay, we've introduced the bond notes, but what do you think about them? So I think there's something maybe that is terribly wrong with the whole arrangement.
Indeed, I think this is why some people have actually gone to the courts to challenge the legality of the bond notes and even challenging the powers of the president. Saying that the president might actually be abusing his presidential powers because the central bank had from around May to take this legislation to parliament. And as a result, this is why there's all this confusion. And the other question, Gibbs, that has also been raised is, you know, the seeming contradiction between the Minister of Justice, who is also the Vice President, Emmerson Mnangagwa, who said people will not be compelled to use bond notes. But in Mr. Chinamasa's statement, he's saying that you cannot say no to bond notes since they are a legal tender in the basket of currencies that Zimbabwe is actually using. But of course, we want to hear from you, our listeners, what has been your experience like so far with the bond notes and, of course, the bond coins, Gibbs.
Yes, the bond coins were introduced sometime in 2014, if I'm not wrong. And people have been using them, and instead of getting candy, you know, they get the bond notes. And that has been, you know, one way of getting change. And so we've been asking people to actually, you know, give their views about what they think about this kind of an issue. Lapha-ke esintwini silobaba uLloyd obhale esithi mina ngibona kusenzakala lapha ukuthi sebedinga imbono yethu ngesikhathi esingayisiso. Babe ngapi kati abantu bonke laba thina sihlupheka kangaka sebeze sidinga imbono yethu ukuthi kutheni. Lokhu asikufuni. Kuzobuya-ke uBernard Spanda uthi kuyidlala ngabantu lokho abakwenzayo khona manje. Singazi ukuthi bayafaka ama-bond notes lawa sebefuna ukuthi badingeni kithi. Kungani bengaqalanga ngohlelo lokubuza abantu kuqala. So what this guy is saying is, you know, the government should actually have consulted first, or parliament should actually have consulted. Then we've got Bongani Happy Mdaba, who says, uma babefuna imbono yabantu, bekungamelanga befake ama-bond notes, babe sebebuya kithi sebezebuza ukuthi kuhamba njani. So kasibone ukuthi imbono yethu izanceda ngani. So he says he doesn't know what is going to happen, since sometimes, you know, the government consults people, but their views are not taken into account.
Thank you, Gibbs. I think we have our first guest. That is Mr. Denford Chimutashu of the Confederation of Zimbabwe Retailers. Mr. Chimutashu, good evening.
It's Denford Mutashu.
Denford Mutashu,
and,
not Chimutashu.
The title, yes, is correct. The president of the Confederation of Zimbabwe Retailers. Good evening. Thank you for calling me.
Thank you so much. Now, Mr. Mutashu, tell us about your experience as retailers with the board notes. Have they been helpful? Have they eased the cash crisis?
The board notes have been quite helpful, and it's unfortunate that I hear quite a lot of information to the contrary. But here we are, retailers operating successful businesses in Zimbabwe, interacting with a huge clientele base in terms of the customer base. Here in Zimbabwe, we have been going around the country, meeting various stakeholders, including the consumers. And as I speak with you, some of our board members are going around the country with the Consumer Council of Zimbabwe in a bid to educate consumers on the need for the introduction of the bond notes and how they are going to be used in the economy, and most importantly, the security features around the bond notes, which have become a teething problem since the bond notes were introduced on Monday. And the generality of the public, including the service that we've carried out, the people that we've spoken with, are actually saying that the figure of state bond note dollars per day limit is not enough. They are actually asking the government through the RRBZ to increase that maximum withdrawal from $50 and from 150 bond note dollars per week.
But is that not a problem of course, the bond notes that were introduced into the system are not enough? And according to the central bank itself, the bond notes are actually backed by a $200 million facility. So once people start demanding for an increase of the daily bond notes, is this not likely to create hyperinflation as happened with the bearer checks?
Not at all, because remember, since May, the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe has been going around educating stakeholders, inviting stakeholders, and they met churches, they met business member organizations.
We might have got cut off there, but of course that's Mr. Denford Mutashu of the president of the Confederation of Zimbabwe Retailers. We'll try to reconnect with him, but according to him, of course, Mamuzwa Gibbs varikutiwo ma retailers vanotengesa zvinhu varikufara nenyaya yema bond notes vachitoti dei zvaibvira awedzerwa nekuti ari kushanda zvakanaka, vanhu vakwanisa kuita business ravo vakasununguka.
Ye, zululwana ndimzwile ke ukati kuluma ngumnomzana uDenford Mutashu weConfederation of Zimbabwe Retailers. Ye, uti bona bathakazelela kakhulu amabond noslawa. Uti abasebenzela sibili, asebenza njengalokuyana ukutonga amabond coins. So ke uti, ya, lapho okwenziwe iReserve Bank kungani kwenziwe kuhle kakhulu. So ke uyathaba kakhulu sibili ukuthi kumele futhi kubiswe amanye amabond coins lawa, kwenzethi amabond notes kwenzethi kusetshenzwe ngohlonzi. So ke hayi, simzwile ke blessing ekhuluma lapha. Sibone ke ecingweni ukuthi silobani lapha. Silobaba ke uNdebele. Baba Ndebele, kunjani? Baba Ndebele, ukhona ecingweni? Jabulani Ndebele, ukhona ecingweni baba?
Yebo baba.
Ye, asengikuzwa mnumzana. Ye, kunjani lapho khona?
Hayi, mna ngiyaphila, injani impilo khona lapho?
Hayi, siphile kakhulu. Ye, kunjani eZimbabwe?
Hayi, kukahle nje sibona wona ama bond notes la asifaka esimene singakwazi ukuthi siya ngathi kwela kusasa.
Uphosela kho baba ye ungathini ngakhona kho.
Ayi engikutsho nje mina ukuthi kathi bekutheni vele ukuthi sililizwe sisebenzise ama rands eSouth Africa.
Mhm.
Ngikhuluma so ngoba mina ngumuntu ohlezi endaweni yeborder lapha eBybridge.
Ehhe.
And konke vele sikusebenzisayo ukudla into zokugeza ukuwatsha for say 90% ama products vele avelele eSouth Africa.
Mhm.
And ukuthi ngithwala ibond note mina vele kuzamela vele ndichintshe ukuthi ngiyehoda akulandlele ukuthi mina ngaya hoda ngebond note ibond note liphelele border. Mm-hmm. And laba abasebenza ukutshintsha imali bavela bathimele le board ukuthi bahle basigangathe khonapho bathutsheleyo lareyo rate abayinakanayo and ama-bank wona kawavumi ukuthi ngihambe ebank ngiyeke ukuthi mina sengifuna ukuthenga ama-rands ngifuna ukuya e-South Africa. Mm-hmm. Alibana ngakuthiwa ama-rands akhona ebank ukuthi ngangena lesikhwama samt ama-bond note ngitshintshe njengalokhu yana okwakusaziwa kudala ukuthi umuntu uzothenga imali banginikeza ama-rands ngihambe kade kuzasebenza manje ngale ndlela ama-bank lawo ngibona kawavumi ukutshintsha imali.
Mhm. Ukwakuzama kodwa ukuthi uyedinga imali khona ngale. Ukwezethu uchaphe uye.
Eh ngingakuzama sibili ngoba lokuyishop okuthengisa emakhaya. So abuyile ama bond note asekwana 40 bonds. Ngangena e-bank ngisithi naye ngicela linjinjele lapha lindinga ama rand. Bathi hayi asila authority onale approve onale okwakhathisa.
Mhm. So manje ugcina usenzani khona?
Ula lutho sengizokho ngisebenzisa khona apho uthenga ezinye izinto kulabo abawemukelayo lami ngithenga ngiwahambisa mbijana namhlanje ngithenga ama-bulb awendlini ngithenga ihamba lawo e-filling station labo bathi umanager wabo ngakho ngiyole authority ukuthi abatshele ukuthi bawathathe ngifuna ukuthi ngithenge i-fuel truck yami ngisaselawo akhona 30 something pos.
Mhm. So kodwa nxa ulibambile ibhondi lele uzwa njani nxa ubambe ibhondi nale?
Hayi vele ngangizwa njengomuntu othwela imali ngoba mina vele ngumuntu owode eSouth Africa ukuthi ngibone ukuthi ngile mali kumele ngiyethutsha kurandi ngaze ngibe le dollar ekugcineni kwami kumele ngithwale irandi ukuze ngiyethenga eSouth Africa. Nawe nxa ngithelela imali lengachatha iborder angizizwa ukuthi ngithwele imali ngibona ngathi impahla lejana zikhethe phose mahara.
Manje uyacina usenza njani baba Ndebele?
Hayi engikubonayo ukuthi mina isitoku sami siza kwehla mbijana mbijana cause ngizavala ishopu liyana emakhaya.
Pho manje-ke ubona ngizani ungamelela ukuthi uze uvale kungela nto ongayenza?
Hayi ngizakwenzana angithi uyabona ukuthi lizwe lela angithi yezwa abanye batha izandla ngapha bathi bona kuyabasebenzela. Mina kutsho ukuthi ngiyabona kushiyana ngezigaba ngezigaba. Thina siseboda lapha vele kakulasensi ukuthi ngiyehode egwanda mbe eBulawayo ukuthi ngenza iprofit kuyahode emesina and ukuthi ngiyehode emesina kufanele ngibe le randi ukuthi ngithole irandi kumele ngitshintshe ibhond. Ibhond osiphatheleni banginika i-exchange rate engasebenziyo bathi 1:10 kusitsho ukuthi 1 bond banginika 10 rand instead of giving me 14 or 15 rand anti uyabona already sengingene kulosi.
Okay. Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu Ndebele silethe
mbuthi ye. Masibili emthi omthino seHarare ngabe ku right but mina ngihlezi lapha eboard mangona lo wabo Chirezi South Bybridge usehle siye eGwanda le even le follows. I'm sure kuyabanzima kakhulu ngoba sina ama products sithenga phandle kwelizwe.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu silethe mbuthi kuzalunga siza kufuna futhi sizwe ukuthi ugcine wenzeni baba Ndebele.
Hayi ngibonile baba.
Sibongela kakhulu Ndebele baba. So that was Mr. Ndebele. He's based in Bybridge. He says he's got a very serious problem in the sense that he just received some bond notes which are worth about $40 or $30. So he says, you know, the problem is he went to the bank and wanted to get runs because he owns a shop in the rural areas. He says he tried to get some runs, but the bank said no, they can't give him anything. So then he went to these money changers and their rate is 1:10. You know, so he says no, he's supposed to get about 14 runs out of, you know, every bond. So he says this cannot happen. So at the end of the day, he says his stock may go down because it doesn't have any backup in terms of runs. And he sounded really distraught, you know. And he says everything that is done in Bybridge, you know, is sort of like imported. So at the end of the day, why use the bond when you can easily use the rand? So I think he's actually hitting where Mr. Tsvangirai actually hit, you know, yesterday. He was saying that people should adopt the rand as the major currency. Maybe that's the way to go. Then I've got another caller. Sabona baba kona pekwe. Ngubani bizo undebele?
Yebo baba.
Yeah, kunjani ndebele?
Ngiyaphila kube kunjani kodwa.
Hayi ngiyaphila kakhulu, kunjani ekhala nyona?
Hayi, ngiyakhala inyoni mina wami.
Yeah, so kutwani lapha ke mntomntana?
Hayi, imbono yabantu iyachiyana kube. Yeah, ikule ngoma engangizwa kwadala behlale bethi siyehlukana ngemibono kodwa masingaxabani. Yeah, ngiyamuzwa umfowethu uyakhuluma laloyana obekhuluma kokuqala singupresident kanjalo nje. Ngike ngavukela emabhanga ekuseni dukuze.
Yebo,
ngendaba yebhondi leli. Ngasa ngabuza umanager webhenki yami ukuthi njengoba sokulamabhondi kangaka kwenziwa njani nxa ngangifuna irandi kumbe ngifuna ipula. Bathi bona into ekhona Ndebele nxa ule bank account noma yiphi ibank, ibank yakho, ibank imali yabulaya ku-account yakho vele ngiyama US dollar. Kodwa ungabuya ke Ndebele uthi hayi ngifuna ukuya eBotswana kumbe South Africa, ngifuna amarandi kumbe amapula, thina siyakutshintshela ngi-redit le vele ngiyebhenki against i-US dollar yakho esilayo lapha thina ku-akhawunti. Sikunike-ke amarandi owafunayo kumbe amapula owafunayo. Ngase sithi manje osikhwathelele umsebenzi wawo ukuthi usiba ngowani. Wathi na usiphathelene umsebenzi wakhe uchaya labo abangela ma-bank account. Ngoba abantu abaningi eZimbabwe ama-bank account lakhe emakhaya le kwezinye indawo kabala ama-bank account. Baye yona leyo ukuthi imali bayaqhubelana bethengiselana amatamatisi. Abe sesinxa sefuna-ke irandi kumbe ipula evela ithola ekuthengiseni amatamatisi angabe saye ebhenki angazi ukuthi ngayiphi indlela. Abe sesiyakusiphathelela isiphathelo sesifuka semsilasha-ke. Lapho ngibona kube le nkingitho engikuthole engilakho right in hand nxa kuthi umbank manager wami ube ngitshela iqiniso. Kodwa anjele khona sibili khona lokho okunye dube ngikunanzelelayo ngebhondi leyi. Ayisiko ukuthi uhulumende ngokubona kwami angitsho ukuthi kunjalo abantu bangabani banithole kahle. Angithi ukuthi khona uhulumende wenze kuhle noma wenze kubi. Ya, ngibona ngani nxa ngicabanga mina ngobufitshane bengqondo dube, ngibonani umuntu obe yiproblemu nguhulumende we-America ongwena le mali yakhe esisebenzisa la. Uhulumende we-America ngibonani o-Obama ngale yibo abakhalileyo ngoba ngiyacabangela ukuthi nxa bekhiphe imali yabo beyiletha eZimbabwe ukuthi izosincedisa ngoba thina singela mali ila ma-batches ayikhutshwa ngayo. So ngibonani u-Obama uthi ekhangela i-batch ayikhuphele iZimbabwe ngesikhathi esidlulileyo ube ekhangelela ukuthi imali leyo izasebenza kwesikhathi esithile. Wasebona imali leyo ingasafikanga isikhathi ekade sikhangelela ukuthi ingasebenza ngayo. Wasezibuza ukuthi kathi imali leyo manje iye ngaphi njengoba iZimbabwe sikhala sifune enye i-batch. Leyani i-batch ayikaqedi ukusebenza umsebenzi wayo. Imali le esibaphe yona iye ngaphi? Wasebuza uhulumende weZimbabwe. Uhulumende weZimbabwe waswela impendulo ngoba ubengakunanzeleli ukuthi bakhona abantu abathatha imali beyihambisa ngaphandle kwamazwe engananzeleli. Waseswela impendulo ethe uthi athi phaphapha wafika ukuthi vele masini kudala indangu zithayiza thini zachitha. Manje kathe sukuthi akulukise kwaswelta ngezweni ikwasisecela ukuthi no ngcono ngifake amabhondi nose wenzela ukuthi ngicontrole imali yabanikazi yasebekhala ngayo ingaphumi in cash iphumele emabhenge kwenza ukuthi ngiyikhontrole kahle. But wasesenza iphutha ngokungafuni ukuqala wenze i-consultation ebantwini kuqala. Abacasisele ukuthi kungani efuna ukwenza njalo ngoba sokulomonakalo. Waphonga ungena ebantwini ngendlovu yangena abantu labathi ngisho akwenzakali lokho.
Hawu, bonike
gqibani. Kumelana khona bazazamisana.
Yeah.
Ikubona kunje so.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu.
Ukuthi ukhona wrong odube lapha. Hayi ngokubona kwamambonto ukhona wrong. Ukhona ongachasela abantu ukuthi uhulumende katshela abantu ukuthi ufuna ukuba lamulela ngemali yemzimba esiyibolekwayo ephumela izwele bengananzele ngoba silama-Nigerians la. Babuya lamafukufuku abo bewathi dollar for three, dollar for four, ama-suitcase abo egcwele imali impahla abazithenga ama-naira whatever khonale. But ibhekela nxa sibuyela e-Nigeria ibuyele ilama-US dollar.
Ye siyakuzwa kakhulu next manje isikhathi futhi bakithi
ngiyabonga mina wami hayi kulungile
baba hayi sibonge kakhulu endebele baba ungadinela kusasa. Ye that was Mr. Ndebele. He's saying that you know blessing there are so many issues around this issue and one of them is that the government should have consulted first you know before actually introducing the bonds.
I think we have another guest that is Mr. Ambrose Sibindi. Mr. Sibindi, good evening.
Listeners.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for joining us, Mr. Sibindi. Mr. Sibindi, bond notes were introduced on Monday. Today it's Friday. What has been your experience like?
Well, it's really a nasty experience. That's how I can just sum it up. Mm-hmm. Why am I saying so? What we have to know is that in economics there's a term that says bad money chases away good money.
Mm-hmm.
What really happens now is that because of the bond, which is viewed as dead money in most people here in Zimbabwe, and what we're now seeing is that when people go to the bank and they withdraw their money, say you give him $50 and give him 50 bond notes, what people do, they go straight out into the shops and use the bond note and keep the US dollar somewhere else. When it's finished, they go back. I mean, you say end of the day, you leave the circulation of bond notes only. But what we've observed is, as I speak now, there are serious queues, people queuing for fuel. Some cards have got no fuel. Where there's fuel, people are queuing. And some cards are that you cannot use the bond note to purchase fuel because they are saying they order their fuel from outside the borders.
Mm-hmm.
And they are saying some of the cards are even saying you cannot swipe. They want to cash up front the US dollar. So what does that mean? It means that we as the citizens of Zimbabwe, we are in a situation now because we'll be suffering. And we just want to believe that I think they're going to make a blunder in that they implement this issue of the bonds without really consulting people. What they are now doing is that the consultation period, they introduce the bond first and then consult it. To me, that's a serious anomaly on the part of the government. It is clear that the issue of consultation was not genuine. It was just a gimmick, a lip service issue, whereby they knew that whatever we're going to say, the post views will be ignored because they already had introduced the point. But again, we need to emphasize the fact that this is not the first time. We've had parliamentary portfolio committees come to consult people, people giving their views, but then the day the government does it, this one. But as we speak now, I foresee a disaster. Because what's now happening, I will find that there'll be more money, there'll be less money chasing more goods. What will that mean? It will mean that the price are going up. As I speak now, a pint of diesel is about $1.18 in some characters, whereby we used to buy it around $1.10 or $1.09.
Mm-hmm.
So it's clear that it's pushing the prices up, this issue of the bond notes.
Mm-hmm.
And I foresee a serious challenge that if this thing is not controlled in good time, we are going back to the 2007, 2008 era,
mm-hmm.
whereby we are going to have serious inflation. A price will be going up, and even some goods will be just disappear from the shelves. We are lacking that now. There are still goods that were bought using the US dollar, but if this is not controlled nicely, in for a serious challenge in the country. And I want to make it clear that I think to me, the government was ill timed.
Thank you, Mr. Sibindi. Please do stay on the line. Gibbs, you have a call.
Yeah, ngilomnumzana ke ufine. I think ukhona ngale ke a follows. Baba fine kunjani?
Yebo linjani baba Gibbs?
Hayi siphile kakhulu kunjani efollows kunapa?
Ah, ku right ngapha.
Ah, ubone ke. So kuhamba njani ngebond?
Hayi bond mdara is useless because kathesi sikhuluma kathesi seliswela kale mabhenki.
Akusela niks.
So bona babe ma?
Akusela?
Akusela mabhenki.
Seliya ngapi bond?
Ah, seliphelile ibond.
Bathi nginawo babuze ebhenki kona bathi.
Abanye bayala, abanye bayala, abanye bavuma. Abanye bayala vele. because katese sikhuluma so e-town ngeke town iline that ikhona e-fuel ezimoda iline ibi border so because i-fuel kind of vele sebefihle i-fuel abantu andiyabo because of i-bond note na day awukhen ukuthi bona i-parliamentary abantu bona laba abavuta abakhuluma besithi twas mele sikhambe sikhuluma ukuthi i-bond note iyaphuma mbali for bayekelani ukukhuluma before i-bond note ningakabuyi
efollows ubabonileni khonapho efollows
sibe silabo izolo
libatsheleni
sibatshele sathi i-bond note is useless because ngathi semhlobeni sebethi $50 andiyabo so lokhu ukuthi i-bond note is equivalent to US dollar amboni ukuthi kuyasebenza khonoku because vele these guys vele sebeyihlekile into ekhona kuphela sebephelelwe ngumphawu andiyabo khathesi i-bond yankhona izawatha ama-fictures ankhona achine ngamanye lamanye amabhondi amanye amabhondi alo a-different than amanye amabhondi andiyabo
$2 abantu abafanga abamabhondi abafanga amabhondi
abantu vele sokulama-fake vele se-circulation vele so bona vele ukuthi abakukhuluma lokhu ukuthi amabhondi equivalent to US dollar lokhu ambona ubaba lo kahambe efundele i-economics kudle because I don't think ukuthi umuntu okwazi i-economy engakhuluma ukuthi bond note is equivalent kwenye imali istate ukuthi imali ilungiswe ilungiswe i-economy first than ukuthi athi imali enye imali ibheka ngenye imali akuzoze kwenze khonoko i-economy yangaphena le andebo akudla into enjalo emhlabeni jikelele kakuhambe efunda i-economics sake vele kakwazi lutho vele lo china master wakhe nalo abakwazi lutho vele this guy is vele andiyabo issue vele abayenzayo vele ngeyokuthi bafuna ukutshontshela abantu izimali andiyabo
yes siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke mnumzana fine ungadinwana kusasa nxa ungazuza umpikitsha wamabhondi atshiyeneyo sicela usithumezele pheni
olright nizalithumezela baba gift
ye nizakufaka kuwhatsapp yami ngibongile okay, no, Spongle Akulu. That was Mr. Fine in Victoria Falls. He says that, you know, some banks have run out of the bond notes.
Mm-hmm.
So there are so many queues, you know, long, long queues. And these queues have actually manifested into the fuel queues. He says some people most probably have actually taken off their fuel from the tanks.
Mm-hmm.
So people are now queuing for fuel at the banks. There's no money. And at the end of the day, he says, you know, combis mm-hmm. are now charging about $1.50 per trip.
Mm-hmm.
So which means that they've seen that the bond is some sort of like problematic. So they've increased their fares.
Mm-hmm.
So he says the situation is really, really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And he has seen some different kinds of bond notes, like the $2 notes. He says they're not the same.
Mm-hmm.
One has got a certain features. The other has other features. So I've asked him to send us a picture.
Mm-hmm.
So he promised to send us something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's go back to Mr. Sibindi. Now, Mr. Sibindi, but some people are saying that the bond notes are actually helping in easing the cash crisis. They might not be enough, but at least for most people, they are saying it's better than spending two nights waiting for money at a bank.
Well, I'm not sure. I respect their views. And from my observation, if you go to the banks, the queues are still as long as they were before. And not only that, you go to the bank, there are some people who go there and queue there the whole day. They don't get anything. The bank closes without them getting anything. So I'm not sure what really those people are talking about. But at the end of the day, we've got to know that when you put in your money in the bank, the expectation is that when I want my money back, I must get some hours or days waiting for my money.
Mm-hmm.
They are saying, if they are saying the bond notes have possibly helped the situation, but the bottom line is that it's very clear that somebody has failed to manage the fiscal policies in Zimbabwe. That one is a fact. You cannot run away from it. Now they are only trying to mitigate. And by mitigating, it's also creating another problem. I've always said before that the problem we have in Zimbabwe is that we are dealing with symptoms as opposed to really dealing with the cause of the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And it's now clear, as we are speaking, there's no fuel in the garages, long queues are there, prices are going up.
Mm-hmm.
And in that particular situation, then who can now take his money to the bank? Even somebody who's got his own money, he cannot take that money to the bank. Mm-hmm. Because now the nightmare of 2008 is coming to place, whereby people, we lost our money, both banked the right monies, and the monies were inflated in the bank, and people didn't get anything. So because of that fear, that experience, people will not bank their money. Why? Because of just wrong policies. The bottom line is the wrong policies.
We might have got cut off there. Mm-hmm. We'll try to...
playing tricks, mm-hmm. and they will not win that one.
Thank you.
I don't think this thing only is the accusers. Some people are really saying.
Thank you, Mr. Sibindi. Please do stay on the line. Regai tende kunemwe mutereri wedu. Va dube makadi.
Inofara makadi.
Aiwa, tiripo. Tipeo fungwa zenyu. Zuruku faya ere nima bond notes.
Nyaa, banakinu faya. Kungo ti nyaa zatu zirone za izuti wanwa watereri we. La zakinone za nyekuti aninga singa zvone zvacha hazvone izvi hazvina kumira mushe zvinhu hazvifambi tingasiri kungoita nharo chete but zvinhu hazvina kumira mushe nenyaya yekuti anenge achidya anenge achitsigira tingamudii nezvinonesa saka kune avo vasingazvionewo hanene kuti vangaitiwo sei asi zvinhu hazvisi kumbofamba mabhondi notes aya anonesa because reshuwa nyaya yekuti unenge uchiti unonotenga kusouth africa ukawithdrawa mabhondi kuti uwane marandi anawo anotaura zvaanoda because musi uno last week nandiri kunamibia paredio penamibia vachitaseka kuti kana kuri kuti nyange mari yaintroduswa inoiswa rati nehurumende here kana kuti inoiswa nemaketi because hurumende inoisa rati yozomira iri papi because iyo iri kuti haina mari saka zvinonetsa mani.
Asi kavamwe vari kuti zviri nani pane kushaya mari
kungoti vanenge vasingazvioni pamberi apo kuti zvinhu zvacho zvichaitika nezvekuti zvinhu zvirikutengwa zviri mumashopu zviri kubva kunze kwenyika saka zvichapera vacho vari kuzana mabhizinesi kuti varambe vachiti votsvaga mabhondi votsvaga maisa kana votsvaga ranzi yekuti vareplace zvinhu zvezvi vachazvitadza zvokonzera futi nzara munyika.
Asika vanhu vakasatenga kazvinhu zvekunze izvo hazvivamanikidzere kuti vagadzire zvinhu zvacho munyika vanhu voonawo kamabasa naye vadhube
mune indastry here nai misaonga mune indastry hero
amusina
indastry saka zvinogadzirwa nani nei because maindastry acho akatorwa vakadii vakavhara mapurazi acho hapana kana one kana two anenge achinyatsorimawo angariritira muzimbabwe yese
inonetsa mai aiwa tinotenda zvikuru hedu vadhube nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
maita basa
tinotenda zvikuru that there was your namesake Mr. Dhube. He's saying that you know he was in Namibia and on their radio station they were actually laughing at Zimbabwe saying you know the government who just introduced a currency and say it's equivalent to the US dollar and of course he's also saying that the people who are saying that they are easing the crisis at the moment not far-sighted because this will come back to haunt the nation in future. So he's saying that you know, one other thing is that he's afraid that prices of commodities will actually go up or they will be scarce because Zimbabwe is essentially a supermarket of South Africa. It relies on imports from South Africa. Mm-hmm. And of course, I asked him if the introduction of bond notes and the issue that the government is discouraging industries from importing goods from South Africa will not help the domestic industry. But he's saying, you know, there's nothing to write home about when it comes to the domestic industry because it is virtually collapsed.
Yes, I'm also calling the Kulman Law Blessings. We are calling the Masses Kangela, well, Zimbabwe. Yes, I was with Zimbabwe. Tatim Patla, Komayamazi. I love Kipai or Noti in Akutengisa. So ngakho ke uphuma le bond lay uthi ungani kuyamangalisa kakhulu uthi bekhona ngale ke Namibia abantu behleka kunye okumangalisayo ukuthi kambe Zimbabwe izamani ngebond leli njengoba ke uhulumende ephume le bond leli uselenze ukuthi walifaka ivalue uthi hayi bathi ke abantu kona ngale bathi nga imali ifaka ivalue yimarket So ke sunuzwa ngani kuti tini lapho likhona khona ngapho ke makhaya. Kambe kuyavumakala ukuthi ubumbe inkomo yakho yomdaka uyifake esibayeni. Bese sithi inkomo yakho leyo yomdaka sinjengalezi ezinye eziphilayo. Sifunuzwa ngani bantu ukuthi lithi ngakhona ku. Yeah, asiqoqeni phela.
Ngiyabonga. Mm-hmm. Onguka hamawadiwa nasi tila kuti tinge tichitaura ne nyaya yema bond notes, of course, Gibbs, the other issue that we discussed at the top of the hour is the issue of the legality of the bond notes, because several people, we have Mr. Mtanda, the businessman who has challenged this and he lost because the High Court said it was not an urgent matter. We also have the president of the opposition Zimbabwe People First, Dr. Joyce Mujuru. He has also challenged the legality of the bond notes. And there also seem to be policy contradiction when it comes to the government, the government's own position, because you have the Justice Minister and also Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa saying people will not be compelled to use the bond notes. And the Minister of Finance issuing a statement, that is Mr. Patrick Chinamasa issuing a statement that people will be compelled indeed to use the bond notes. And of course, some are saying Mr. Mugabe is abusing his powers by introducing a statutory instrument to introduce the bond notes, saying that actually the central bank had a lot of time because they talked about introducing the bond notes in May this year. They are saying that they could have changed the constitution if they so wished to amend the Reserve Bank Act to allow them to introduce the bond notes without necessarily resorting to the use of presidential powers, which some are saying that, you know, it circumvented the people because parliament is supposed to consult the people. But what we are, of course, are seeing now is that the bond notes have been unveiled and parliament is still consulting the people, which, you know, understandably why people in Bulawayo and today in Chinoy were not very happy with parliament saying that, you know, why are you wasting our precious time by coming here to discuss the issue of bond notes when they've already been introduced. Of course, now we are being joined by the Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions. That is Mr. Jafet Moyo. Mr. Moyo, good evening.
Good evening to you, sir. And good evening to the listeners.
Thank you so much. I hope they are all doing fine. Gibbs, Mr. Moyo on the line.
Now, Mr. Moyo, tell us a bit about these consultation meetings that are taking place. What is your take on them?
I think it's a waste of time in the sense that we do have already an act, I think a bill. It has been put into the public domain. So I think it's a case of untrustworthy by the authorities because they can't start by producing an act and then they go to the people and say they want to get their views, when actually they have already promulgated a piece of legislation. It is very dishonesty on the part of the authorities. I'm not sure what they're trying to do, but it's clearly they are not going to check the views because of already they do have an act of parliament, I think, in the making.
But Mr. Moyo, as workers, are you not supposed to embrace these bond notes simply because workers are spending most of their time queuing for cash, going for days, going for weeks for some of them, and there's no production that is going on? The bond notes, are they not supposed to ease the crisis?
We can't embrace something which we don't know because we're not consulted on the first place. We are supposed to be paid using money, and our understanding is that this is not, in fact, a currency which we can rely upon. And that's the reason why workers are very skeptical about the way the issue has been introduced. You will recall that when the authorities brought this matter, they said it is an incentive for those who are going to be exporting. So it is not something which we can embrace as workers because obviously it's going to devalue our income. And you should also understand that we are coming from the issue of inflation, over the past 10 years, and people still recall these memories where they lost their savings, and that's the reason why people don't trust this bond notes.
Gibbs. Yeah, masisikhangele konoku ke ukukhulumisana loZulu. Mfokamoyo, wena uke wahamba yini lapho kade ukukhulunyiswa nakhona? Njalo nxa uhambile uzweni kula ngani?
Abantu kukhanya bayakhonona. Abantu bayakhonona bavumelani lakho. Engikubonileyo ukuthi nje labo abalalelayo singathi abaphalamente behlule kuchasisa ingcazelo yangkhona enganika ikwananga ukuthi lokhu kuzahamba njani. Sithola imbiko etshiyeneyo, abanye bathi akubanjwanga amandla ukuthi imali le kube imali kumbe amaphepha la uwamukele, abanye bathi kufanele uwamukele. Abanikazi bemabhizimisi bathi kababanjwanga amandla ukuba bangakwanisa ukuwamukela. Kodwa nje izisebenzi kuthiwa kufanele zivume nxa zinikwa libuya liyiholo. So sibone ngani okukhulunywayo kuyatshiyana, incazelo yangkhona kayikwananga. Behluleka ukuyichasisa indaba yangkhona ukuthi iphumele egwekeni. Ize ngikubonile kusizakala kuma-public forums ayezakeleni.
Ye, siyabonga kakhulu ke, ubambe khonapho moyo ungayikatshana. So he attended some public forums and says, you know, people were really concerned about the bond notes. And he says most of them were very unhappy. And he was saying that the parliamentarians were not clear about what they're saying, you know, to members of the public, whether it's mandatory to use the money or not. So, okay, so I'm going to Joshua Ncube, or say, Lapa, or Lati, a phone in. Baba Ncube, kunjani?
That's
going to be a good one. Akutsho ukuthi ungathini ngakhona ama-bond notes lawo?
Ya, ngizama ukuthi lami ngikhulume ngawo ama-bond notes lawo.
Ye, phose lakho baba.
Lapho kukhanyakala sesiyingcwaba ilizwe leZimbabwe njengakuqaleni. I-bond notes leyo, umalukazana vele muhle esanda kufika, esehlalile isikhathi eside, esekwazi ukuthi inkukhulyane ebekela laphana ngekabani, inkukhulyane ebekela laphana ngekabani. Yikho sesizaqala khona ukubona ukuthi amaqanda aseqatha. So i-bond note leyo abantu baphombuka ukuyivuma ngokuthi sebedubeke kakhulu, kodwa vele umnotho weZimbabwe akade sengani sihluma sitshona phansi manje. Ngoba kusasa sizalimuka ukubana izitolo zonke lezi ezikhona pho eZimbabwe sezithengisa ilokhu impahla ezikhona azisawodwa, zizaphela zonke nya, ubuyele ekuqaleni futhi sizalamba futhi. Njalo kulo munye umuntu enke ngamze ekhuluma ethi imali lyane esasiyibolekiwe le e-America ikhanyakala yantshontshwa ngama-Nigeria ezithengisa izimpahla lapho ethatha imali ehamba layo. Akulanto enjalo, imali yona vele itshontshe yiwa amaminista khonapho, yiba bayifihlile imali, singazisaqambela umntwana ngoba kalanina sithi into eyonakala lapho nguye nguye, bona umntwana ibonwa yibona abo basekhaya khonapho.
So ke ukuhamba yini usekhaya yini useZimbabwe?
South Africa.
Uye uzwa kuthiwani ke ngamabhondi lawa, basebenzisa njani nxa ukhuluma labantwana?
Zobe thinyana labo kuyabadida ngoba into enjena izolo ayikabi le yesikhathi eside ukuthi beyibone. Yikho ngisithinyana la umalukazana bathi muhle esanda kufika ngoba abakamboni zezo zakhe, bathi imali le iyalingana le dola. Kodwa but into emangalisayo ukuthi izalingana njani le dola imali ethi nxa uphuma layo njona nasesouth Africa ningafika eGwanda iphele inethiwekhi ayisasebenzi. So yimali khonokho.
Ya, kuyahlupha.
Kuyahlupha kakhulu. Njalo izitolo esizithembileyo khonapho eziningi zothi e-South Africa. So manje kathese abaningi labatshala izimali abasokuyatshala, bangahamba besiyatshala izimali betshale imphucuza le lapho. Yabona. Abake bezame iplani, sifuna imali ethi ngangiphuma layo lapho eZimbabwe ngapha ngiyinkinke ayikona imali engathi iphuma la kumbe ngiya ngiye eZambia singathi ngafika eborder siphele inethiweki imali bani naleyo manje
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana Ncube ungadinwa la kusasa phela uphenduke siyakwazi ukuthi uyaluthanda uhlelo lona
hayi uthanda kakhulu
ye sibongela kakhulu Ncube baba
yebo baba.
Yeah, that was Mr. Joshua Ncube in South Africa. We were saying that, you know, some Zimbabwe has accepted the money because they have no any other alternative. So he says, but what is worrying is the economy is going down. Here is his theory. He says, right now people are selling some goods that are available in the shops. So when those shops are out, when those goods are out, then we are going to experience the 2008 era where you cannot have any commodities to sell. So he says, if that happens, it will be tragic again for Zimbabwe.
Regai tende kune mumwe mutereri atanonzi Nole hamino ndi mukoma knowledge here makadi.
Tiripo mali.
Aiwa tiripo ndi mukoma knowledge ra.
Ya ndi mukoma knowledge pa Botswana.
Ah pari seko pa Botswana.
Ah pa Botswana zvikutambura zvedu mbitsana mbitsana kudzingirwa nemapurisa.
Vari kuita sei hamusi kubvumizwa kushanda.
Ini zvangu ndine mapepa but vakomana vatichishanda navo ndo vanenge vachibatwa nezuro so vakatobata nemafra machina zvisingaiti
vanenge vachitomhanyisa vanhu nendege
pane red 61 days so inotopera musi wa 31 December ivari kutonetsa
saka imunee muchiita basa rei kubotswana
ndoita basa rekuvaka zvangu
munoita basa rekuvaka aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma knowledge zviri kufambawo sei panyaya yemabond notes
baba izvi zvekutinetsa izvi tetesha kuti hurumende yedu yatipandukira sei because zavari kuda kuita vanoda kutora mari dzedu idzodzo dziri mumabhengi votipa mabhondi aasingashandi kune dzimwe nyika zvandiri kutoona nini kuda kubirwa mari dzedu dziri mumabhengi hapana chimwe chatoda kuita kungoda kungotibira havo mari vatoda kudzishandisa ivo koidzo dzaindepi mari dzacho dzatakaisa mumabhengi votipa mapepa zvambofamba sei
saka muchazoite saka kana mazouya kana kuti nemapula yenyu mashanda kubotswana uko zvinenge zvaakufamba sei manje muchaisa mari kuzimbabwe kana kuti maakutongochengeta yenyu kupfimbi yekubotswana
aiwa kudzidza munhu unofanirwa kudzidza akawanuka ngoudziva kuti 1+1 ndi2 wotoziva kuti ndi2 kusvika nekusingaperi so zvatakazoona muna 2008 inini chero ndikabva mubotswana nhasi ndichinzi ndabva ndakunoita business muzimbabwe ndione kuti ndingabhenga mari yangu kuzimbabwe mukoma
munemodiaiwa
because unotoona kana ukaona baba vachikonewa kukuchengetedza ndo zvakutoitwa nehurumende yedu yatokonewa kutichengetedza so kana ndichinovhura akaunti yangu ikoko ndichisa mari yangu mubengi kutozura pachangu bheta nditosiya akaunti yangu ichishanda munomu kana ndichinda nemapula ndongoenda nemapula ekunodyiwa nevana vangu chete zvima 200 imwe yacho ndichisiya kuno because ndotoziva kuti kutobirwa uko
saka matimambo asvika here mabondirosi acho pabotswana apa makamboona kuti akamira sei kana kuti muri kutomirira kuti muende kumusha
kutoenda kumusha tonomaona mapepa acho because zvakaoma mukoma tungo handisandaroona ndakamborisenderwa pamafoni but handina kuona kuti roshanda sei but manzwiro angu zvakaoma zvakaoma zveshuu
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma knowledge nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
rambai muchitifomera vakuru vedu ndima takatotemba imimi ikokoko
aiwa tinotenda ndimi vanhu vacho
because kuno tongova nhema titangovhura zvinhu zvezimbabwe tongova zvisiri izvo chokwadi tongotwana kwamuri ikoko chete
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma knowledge
maita basa
tinotenda zvikuru of course that's our listener there knowledge in Botswana he is saying that he appreciates the work that Studio 7 is doing and that it's a source for balanced news and on the bond notes he's saying that if you don't learn from history, you risk repeating it with all its imperfections. He says, in 2008, this is exactly what the government did, and people lost all their life savings. So he's saying that he's not going to repeat the same mistake. He will bank his money in Botswana. Even if he leaves Botswana, he will still have an account in that country because their economy is stable. and they don't have these policy inconsistencies as is in Zimbabwe. That's knowledge there, Gibbs.
Thank you so much from knowledge there. So now, is Mr. Moyo still on the line? Mr. Moyo, are you there?
Yes, please.
Now, what's the way forward here? I see that, you know, the difficulties ahead. What's the way forward? Mr. Moyo?
Yes, I'm listening.
I was saying that, what's the way forward?
In terms of the bond notes, in terms of resuscitating the economy,
yes.
I think the government is aware what it's supposed to do. First, there is the policies which are going to attract local investment, which are going to attract investment from outside, build confidence within those who are having the resources, change pieces of legislation which can scare away investors, stop corruption. These are the things which can make the country tick. I think they have been said time and again, government is aware what it's supposed to do. We do have good policies, I think, over the years. It's about how we implement them. Even the so-called Zim asset has not been implemented. So government knows exactly what it's supposed to do, but obviously there is no political will, I think, to reform and do the right thing.
Asi tichi tarisawo tirikuona kuti vamwe vashandi vanenge vatanga kupiwa mari dzavo mwedzi wapera kauyo vamoyo vari kupiwa mari maUS dollar here mabond notes vari kukudzai kuti kudii
zviri kuitika on the ground ndezvekuti paunopiwa mari iri bond vanhu vari kukurumidza kuridzorera kana kushandisa hapana munhu anoda kurichengeta chinhu chinotochisa hapana munhu anoda kuchengeta bhondi muhome make vanhu vakawanda havasi kuda kuritambira kana aripiwa sezvo ari kuuya iye zvino ari madenominations madiki vanhu vari kukurumidza kuvashandisa kuti abve kumaoko avo saka handisi kuona zviri kutaurwa kuti vanhu vari kuvatambira vanhu havasi kuvatambira kana vatambira vari kurumidza kuti ngarifurere pamberi ndizvo zvatiri kuona pasi apa on the ground hapana munhu anoda kuchengeta bhondi mumaoko ake neva vanoenda kunotora mari kumabhengi kana bhengi richiti pane mabhondi chete hapana munhu anoda kutora mari yakati wandei ipapo anenge achida kutora mari shoma obva waishandisa kuti asagare naro bhondi racho saka ichiri harisati taoneka yakawanda zvaro asi ayo ari kuwanika hapana munhu anoda kuchengeta muhome make
Gibbs.
So now when we look at the consultation process, do you think that Parliament should stop it or continue that process?
No, whether they continue or not, but what is very key is that they've made a decision. The act is there. I think maybe because they discovered that they did not do it properly, legally, someone is likely to go to court and challenge them. So they are trying to cover some gaps or trying to make sure that they deal with legal issues because obviously this process was supposed to be done before they introduced the bill or introduced the bond notes. So in our view, they are consulting, while at least already they do have the document behind them or in their pockets. It is a futile exercise. The views of the people are not supposed to be taken aboard.
Thank you.
They have made their
decision. Thank you, Mr. Moyo.
So in my view, they are just wasting time.
Thank you, Mr. Moyo. Unfortunately, time is not our best ally, but we want to take this opportunity to thank you, Mr. Moyo, for being our guest this evening. We also want to thank Mr. Ambrose Sibindi, before Mr. Moyo, and also Mr. Denford Mutashu. Of course, thanks to our listeners, our viewers, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course, our team behind the scenes, our engineers and producer. Signing off and saying, have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly. Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.